his large coat about him, and shrinking further back, was almost lost in the gloom of the spacious chimney corner, except when the flame shot upward with a strong and sudden glare, and illumining his figure for a moment, seemed afterwards to cast it into deeper obscurity than before. By this flickering light, Solomon Daisy began his tale.
"It was Mr. Reuben Haredale, Mr. Geoffrey's elder brother."
Here he came to a dead stop, and made so long a pause that even John Willet grew impatient, and asked why he did not proceed.
"Cobb," said Solomon Daisy, "what day of the month is this?"
"The 19th.
"The 19th of March. That's very strange."
In a low voice they all acquiesced, and Solomon went on.
"It was Mr. Reuben Haredale, Mr. Geoffrey's elder brother, that 22 years ago was the owner of the Warren. His lady was lately dead, and he was left with one child, the Miss Haredale you have been inquiring about, who was then scarcely a year old. Mr. Haredale left this place when his lady died, feeling it lonely-like, and went up to London, where he stopped some months. But finding that place as lonely as this, he suddenly came back again with his little girl to the Warren, bringing with him besides, that day, only two women servants and his steward and a gardener. The rest stopped behind, up in London, and were to follow next day. It happened that that night an old gentleman who lived at Chigwell Row and had long been poorly deceased, and an order came to me at 12:30 at night to go and toll the passing bell. I wasn't unprepared for it, as the old gentleman had often made it a request that the bell should be tolled as soon as possible after the breath was out of his body and he had been expected to go for some days. It was just such a night as this, blowing a hurricane, raining heavily and very dark. I got into the church and took the bell rope in my hands. At that minute there rang, not that bell, for I had hardly touched the rope, but another. It was only for an instant, and I listened for a long time, but it rang no more. And at last I persuaded myself that this must be a corpse bell, tolling of itself at midnight for the dead. I told my bell how or how long, I don't know, and ran home to bed as fast as I could touch the ground.